Here's the other thing.
I love this one.
And I want everybody to brace themselves. So wherever you are right now, I want you to take a deep breath. If, you know, if it's break time at work, grab a snack. Okay? Sit back in your chair. Okay?
I'm going to eat it.
Take a deep breath. This next one's about Brandon Ayuk. Nothing terrible is wrong. Nothing huge. But I described it when it was just brought to our attention, Dibs, as not interesting. That's the best way I can say it. Because there are some things about this interaction, in fact, maybe most things, that we don't know. But there is video from practice today, what appears to be a somewhat lengthy exchange between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk. Based on the body movements and all of that in the discussion, it appears, because at one point Kyle is even pointing to the lower half of Brandon's body, it appears he is telling Brandon, dude, you can't wear red shorts out here with your red jersey. Everybody else is wearing black shorts. That's what we dress in for 49er practice. Why are you wearing red shorts? Again, I'm not even paraphrasing. I'm making it up based on what it appears is happening. Following the exchange, which is at least mildly animated, Kyle walks away looking a bit frustrated, and stop me if you read any of this differently than what I'm saying, Dibs. Brandon then follows Kyle's departure by kicking off both shoes, taking off both gloves, tossing them on the ground, pulling the red shorts off, kicking them aside with his leg, pulling the black shorts up, and then pulling his shoes back on, and back to practice he goes. We got anything here?
I mean, do we have anything about the incident or your description? Because your description, as you're saying it, I'm watching it in totality, and the gloves go off, the shoes get unlaced, the shorts come off, and then it looks like the black shorts were, maybe somebody threw him a pair of black shorts.
I think they were under the red shorts.
No, because the red shorts come off and he has black compression shorts under, and then he puts on black shorts.
I think the black shorts might have come off with the red shorts. Like, you put those thumbs in there and got two pairs of shorts at the same time. I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I didn't see anybody tossing black shorts. But anyway, obviously this is less about the shorts and more about the interaction, I think.
Right, and the interaction is Kyle Shanahan spending 60 seconds out of practice to go over there and tell him, like, how we do things. And Brandon knows. I mean, he's been on the team now for 4 years. So this, to me, is more about a power play. And I was, you know, joking earlier about my 2-year-old daughter, and that's what we get into, where, you know, you give her breakfast and she wants to throw it because, not that she's not hungry, but it's a power play. And so if you're Kyle Shanahan, much like me as a parent of a 2-year-old, you have to decide what battle you want to fight. And in this case, when you have one player wearing red shorts, and I'm looking as this is going on, Mark, and you see everyone else in the background in black shorts, this is not going to be allowed. And so Kyle Shanahan has to take time out of his practice to go over there and do a wardrobe check for Brandon Ayuk. This, to me, is it's a deeper issue. It's a bigger issue than just shorts.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Well,
what do we have?
Why would Brandon Ayuk come out in red shorts?
I don't know.
Either
he wanted to wear red shorts.
Right. But if everyone else is in black shorts and he knows that there is a certain protocol as far as practice goes, you would know going in that you have to wear black shorts. And I don't have practice footage of every other practice that he's ever partaken in, but I would bet that he was in the proper attire.
I've never seen a 49er wear red shorts.
I've never seen footage of a coach going over to a player and saying, you need to wear what everyone else is wearing.
How many practices have we been to the last few years?
Like 10.
A handful.
Yep.
You ever seen somebody wearing red shorts at 49ers practice?
No, and you've never seen anyone wearing any other color other than if you are, you know, a medical guy and you're in a blue, or if you're the quarterback and you're in a black jersey, or, you know, whatever the designations are for quarterbacks and injured players. And yet he comes out today in red shorts. I can't imagine he didn't know what the protocol was. This feels to me like a I'm going to do what I want to do moment.
Oh, gosh. I mean, can the Brandon Ayuk thing get any more annoying? Honestly, can it get any stupider than this? Now we're talking about shorts. And I think you can, there's three things going on here. One, we're watching video. I can't hear what they're saying. I don't know exactly what went on. I'm beyond shocked that Kyle Shanahan, this video gets taken. It's circulating to hundreds of thousands of impressions all over social media. Kyle Shanahan talks after practice and no one asked. What in the sweet hell? No one asked? How, like, the video gets taken, the captions get written, and no one asked him what was going on there? That's wild to me. Okay, so that's number one. But number two is, I think fair-minded, you'll get people on both sides of this, where people are like, why do you care what color shorts you wear? And then there will be people that are like, dude, we wear black shorts. Don't wear red shorts. Why are you doing that? And that discussion may be what comes up next. God, I kind of hope not, because again, this is the kind of thing that we have spent way too much time on for the last 2 months, which is exactly and precisely not what the 49ers want the world talking about and thinking about. We've got holdouts, we've got hold-ins, we've got trade demands that weren't actually demands, we've got IVs at halftime because you're out of shape, and now we're wearing the wrong colored shorts, and now we're not getting enough targets because somebody who's not getting paid is getting targets. My God, like for real, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah, and it's funny as you say that because I'm looking at the video and I'm kind of going Zapruder. And, you know, shout out Zapruder, who filmed the Zeppelin, Oh, the Humanity. He goes over, Kyle Shanahan goes over to Brandon in an almost casual way, and you could see him saying something to the effect of, yo, BA, we don't wear red shorts here. And Kyle immediately walks away, and he gets about 8 steps away, and clearly Brandon says something, because Kyle stops in his tracks and circles back, and that's when he goes back and gives Brandon a more thorough explanation about what is done or not done. And Brandon's standing there, and Kyle is, you know, palms up, a little bit of Iguodala, yep. And he's going on and on about, you know, what he's wearing and what we do and, you know, why he even has to go over there and explain this. And at the end of the second visit, which is about 45 seconds in total, and it's interesting, Mark, as Kyle goes over there the second time, the other receivers who are near there, they flee. And I think that Conley was there, and I think that there was another receiver who was near Brandon at the time. And when Kyle goes back for the second visit, so to speak, all of a sudden now it's just Kyle,
yep,
and it's Brandon, which tells me that Kyle's being a little bit more direct and a little bit more forceful.
It's Conley and Cowing. Cowing comes over, and you're right. Kyle starts to leave, and Brandon says something, and he turns around and comes right back.
And then it's pew! Like, I mean, seriously, like, you know, the fleeing of a scene of the crime, and then now it's just Kyle and BA. And Kyle's there for another 60 seconds, and then he walks away. And I'm sure the parting message was, if I may, on radio, I would recommend that you either put on black shorts or you can find your way to another practice facility because we're not doing red shorts, young man.
Let's go live to director of sports at 95.7 The Game, Lucas Alexander, with this red shorts update.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I spoke with our 49ers reporter on the scene, Cam Inman, who will join us at 3:15,
great,
just less than half an hour, and I asked him,
yes,
if anybody asked IU, because the locker room is open now after Shanahan spoke to the media. I don't know if anyone's asked IU yet, but someone did ask Kyle in the press conference, and it was Grant. Grant Cohn took the video. Grant asked him the question. This was his answer. Kyle asked by Grant, simply had wrong shorts on, and Kyle said he wishes he could have different ones too. So classic Kyle, he laughed it off.
Kyle said Brandon had the wrong shorts on, And then Kyle said he wished he could have different ones too?
I think so. That's how I take it. We'll get more. We'll get the full details from Cam Inman at 3:15. But you could tell from the way Ayuk kicked out after, it's possible he was joking around.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is being, like, a lot of people are writing a caption of this that Brandon threw a tantrum.
Right.
I don't know that he threw a that's a strong word for me. I don't think that Brandon threw a tantrum at practice. I could just as easily believe that he was being playful as he changed shorts. The side of it that's a little bit more eyebrow-raising to me is the length of the conversation. If that's what happened, feels like a pretty quick conversation. Dude. We're wearing black shorts today. Change. Bye.
Maybe it started with the checkup on the family.
And then
they got to the shorts.
With palms up and animation sensation kind of getting, you know what I mean? And I'm walking away, and now I'm coming back to talk to you a little bit more. Again, look, we're speculating. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. I wasn't there, and I look forward to talking to Cam. But it took a little bit longer than, hey, change your shorts.
Right, and as I'm looking at the video, he has the shorts not on, but they are clearly like tucked into his shorts on the inside of his waistline.
Yes.
Because he's not wearing shorts. He doesn't drop down his reds to show black. He actually pulls them out of his waistband. So he clearly had the shorts on him, not wearing them like shorts, but he had them on him. And I'm looking at a still right now where, before he pulls his shorts down, the black shorts are pulled out as if you would have it like tucked in to your waistband.
Like almost like pullaways, like NBA pants, but obviously, so they were just tucked in almost like a towel.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, right. So it's almost as if he was going to test Kyle to see if he caught it.
Well, I don't want to put thoughts in anyone's head.
I don't
wanna
either,
put words
but this
in
is
anybody's
crazy.
Mouth. This is just like, again, this would also be already gone if it wasn't Brandon. If it wasn't Brandon, and we weren't thinking all the things we're thinking, and we weren't experiencing all the things everyone's experiencing, and you hadn't gone through a six-month journey of back, forth, this, that, the other, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Browns, the Niners, the agent, the TikTok, the Jaden Daniels, the sorry, I was a pain in the rear, the dropped balls, all of these things lead to this moment, and they make this a much bigger, like, I feel ridiculous right now. Is this what it felt like when I was in Hawaii and you guys spent 2 days talking about how Brandon and Kyle shook hands on the field?
Kind of.
Like, this is the next thing. And so again, if you're just joining us, Willard and Dibs, and we are looking at video that is all over Twitter. All you got to do is search Brandon Ayuk, and you will see what is about a 90-second interaction between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk, with Ayuk wearing the wrong colored shorts at practice. The conversation lags, goes on, seems to get a little animated, and ends with Kyle sort of walking off while Brandon is then forced to change his shorts right there in the middle of the practice field.
And his shoes.
And his shoes. Well, he takes his shoes off so he could get the shorts back on. And then kicks the red shorts aside. Was it in anger? Was it in playfulness? I don't know. But that's what happened today at practice. Yeehaw.
Right. And that's our takeaway from practice, which, I mean, what are we doing anymore? And I do want to shout out a good listener and a good friend, Kaylee, who points out that Zapruder was the Kennedy assassination, not the Hindenburg. And that's on me. And I need to be better. And I need to maybe I need to change my shorts. And you don't get to buzz it because you didn't know. So you don't get to buzz me when you don't know the answer either, Grandy, because
no,
both those things happen.
He's buzzing you for a reference that apparently is too old, and so that was his take on it.
But none of you knew, other than the very intelligent Kaylee.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm not
hey,
calling
Kaylee,
you.
Kaylee, this is for you.
There you go.
Thank you.
This is for you.
That's not my job to call you out on that.
It's not his job either.
No, I'm trying to sweep it under the rug, like, so just nobody notice.
Whatever. And, you know, you should probably try to curry favor with Kaylee a little bit more, and I'll tell you why off the air, but he's one of the great listeners here on the station.
Wow. Wow. That got ramped up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the reason why I've played Peninsula Golf Club a few times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Really
nice
good for me.
Yeah. Nice place.
Good little track. Thanks, right, Kaylee. I need to be better.
I'm still sitting here trying to figure out how I'm supposed to feel about this. How do you feel about this? Like, if this were Debo, non-story. Non-story. That's my opinion. But it's not Debo.
Right.
It's Brandon. And I'm going to go right back to what I've said all 3 weeks since the 49ers started playing football. Dude, there's carryover. And you did this. And they did this. Whoever did this, because the Niners are part of this picture too. But whoever took all the fans on this journey, you have set up a situation where when anything doesn't go perfectly right, now the world is going to overreact. Or I don't even know, I don't want to call it an overreaction. We're going to have a reaction. You drop a ball in the end zone on Monday night on opening night, normally we would just be like, similar to how we did against Seattle 3 years ago when Brock Purdy ran around in circles for 10 minutes and then hit Brandon in the corner of the end zone and he dropped it and we went, oh, that's too bad. That would have been a great play. Not on Monday night against the Jets. Everybody starts screaming 30 million. Everyone starts screaming 30 million. And it's been that way every week. You drop this, you drop that. You're not getting your full complement of snaps. And now you're wearing the wrong shorts at practice. And so I think we arrive sort of at this question. Is Brandon Ayuk, in our minds, or each individual, in your mind, is Ayuk a problem? How would you answer that?
I mean, is he a problem?
Is he a problem?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet, but I look at this video, and if it was another player, or forget another player, if the reaction from Kyle Shanahan was a back slap and a high five and a big laugh, like, ah, yeah, you got me, because I had told you before, no red shorts, and you called me on it, and what a funny joke, and you're such a prankster, ha, ha, ha. George Kittle, for example, a guy who's got more built-up credibility within the organization. If he did something like that,
oh gosh,
the moment would have been lighthearted.
Totally.
This did not look lighthearted.
It didn't.
So this, for me, is not a problem yet, but it was a 60-second back-and-forth. Not even a back-and-forth. It was Kyle Shanahan giving an admonishment. I'm looking at it as if to say, dude, put on the black shorts and get out here and practice. So for me, it's not a problem yet,
yeah,
but it's a little bit of an eyebrow raiser.
I,